Dictating on Robert Pitts, that's R-O-B-E-R-T, Pitts, P-I-T-T-S. Please note this is a letter to the insurance company, so please type it in a letter format. To be sent to Energy Employee Associates, Energy Employee Associates. And to Energy Employee, Energy Employee Advocates. Please write at the top of the letter, to Energy Employee Advocates. Next paragraph regarding R.E. : Robert Pitts, and next paragraph, you can write the letter, to whom it may concern. Mr. Robert Pitts is a patient of mine since June of 2022 and has been treated for COPD, and chronic bronchitis and emphysema. The patient also has severe bronchospastic component and has been treated with bronchodilator therapy over the past 2 years. And his previous history has been significant for obstructive sleep apnea and hypertension, diabetes, and history of arthritis, and previous myocardial infarct and carotid artery disease. Patient has been treated with a Symbicort inhaler as well as albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. He has been overweight and previously had a polysomnographic study in 2012, at which time he was documented to have moderate obstructive sleep disordered breathing and was prescribed a BiPAP setup with a full face mask, which he has been using nightly. Next paragraph, the patient's physical exam shows blood pressure of 140 over 80, heart rate of 90, respirations 16, and weight of 248, and the temperature, I'm sorry, and the temperature was 98. His chest reveals decreased excursions and decreased breath sounds at the periphery with the scattered wheezes. He has, his heart sounds were regular and had no murmurs. The abdomen was benign, and his extremities demonstrated no edema. And neurologically, there were no focal deficits identified. Next paragraph. The patient, I believe, was employed at the Feed Materials Production Center, in brackets FMPC, as a laborer from May of 73 to October of 73 for approximately 5 months. And during this period, he was exposed to DOL. That's capital DOL. And next letter is SEM, S as in Sam, SEM, which had a component of asbestos, and other particulate matter, including cement dust, which also has demonstrated to have some effect of aggravating symptoms of COPD, and increasing the obstructive component in people with COPD with a bronchospastic component period. In addition, the Mr. Pitts was a smoker of approximately one pack per day for over 40 years, which also contributed to the development of COPD and emphysema. Period. The patient's most recent CT showed interstitial infiltrates. Most recent CT done in April of 2023 showed interstitial infiltrates with diffuse emphysematous changes bilaterally and no significant effusions. There were coronary artery calcifications noted. Next paragraph, Mr. Pitts was also on antihypertensive medications, including Losartan 50 milligrams a day and Aldactone 25 milligrams daily, and has used the Brez tree inhaler, Brez, B-R-E-Z tree, T-R-I inhaler, on a regular basis, and he has been compliant with the BiPAP mask nightly. His most recent, next paragraph, is the patient's most recent office visit was in November of 23, and he has been using oxygen 2 liters at night, as well as using the BiPAP setup at 16/11 centimeters nightly, with a full face mask. He has been on a nebulizer with albuterol solution 3 times a day. And he has lost some weight over a period of 6 months. The patient will be sent for yearly low-dose chest CTs to evaluate him for any development of lung nodules or asbestos-induced pleural disease. And a follow-up chest CT will be done in April of 2024. Please call if you require any additional information with regards to Mr. Pitts. Oh, can you please also add in the history of Mr. Pitts in the first paragraph? The patient... Mr. Pitts also had a right total knee replacement done in April of 23. And at the end, mention, I think I already mentioned, please call for any additional information. Thank you. B. John D'Souza, MD. FCCP. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.